You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ross, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I need some advice on what to do. I made a friend at work like 6 years ago, right? We've been super close over the years. He's a great guy. But in the last year, like, there's been a huge change. I've grown up a lot. I've gotten married. I had a kid. I had a son. But my friend, like, he's not done any of those things, which is fine. I don't care about that. It's just that he's got a freer life. So he always wants to go out. He always wants to do things. And then, of course, he gets offended. He gets annoyed when I say that I can't. So, like, I kind of need to know what I should do. Is it weird to tell him, you know, that I don't want to be friends with him anymore and break up with him effectively as a friend? Or, like, do I just ghost him?
Yeah, this happens all the time, right?
As does
people
it?
Evolve. Yeah, you know, you get into different structured relationships, you have kids or whatever these life changes are, lifestyles differences are, sooner or later you're going to start spending your time with the people whose interests and schedules align with yours, and your friends that don't, unfortunately, it's going to fall by the wayside. It does.
Yeah, but the question you have, Ross, is a valid one. Is do you address it and have a grown-up conversation about it and say, listen, stop asking me to hang out on Friday nights. I'm never going to say yes. I got other things to do. Is that hurtful? How do you bring it up? If you're the friend, do you want your friend to tell you that? Or do you kind of just distance yourself till eventually they get the hint and then, you know, nothing really bad happened, but the relationship kind of just fizzles away?
I don't know. Part of having a friend is having somebody to commiserate with, hang with, be hopeful with, right? And so you like those times out. You like those times when you're spending time together. So if you know that there's a limit on as far as it can go, and it will go no further than it is right now, yeah, maybe you might have to break up with me. Might be better.
There's a lot of friends that have come and gone in my life.
Sure.
Right? Breaking up with a friend, it seems strange because it's not like they've done something so bad that I need to say, you know, but like, I haven't seen Tina in a year. I love Tina, but you want to know what? We went our separate ways, but I could text her at any time.
Sure. But you're just lowering your expectations on what you're going to get on instant gratification or feedback. I think that's what it is.
I don't know. You know what, Ross? I think it's a good question. And I wonder how people handle it. Like, do you break up with friends or do you kind of just ghost them? And if you break up with them, like, would you do it in person or would you do it by text?
Do it in front of everybody in the English class.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. I think that I would text, frankly. I mean, well, because I'm not going to go talk to them in person. You know what I mean? But, like, I think maybe there could be, like, a middle ground, right? Like, what if he texts me, says, like, do you want to hang out? And I'm like, hey, man, and I can't, no. But also, like, you know, there's other things going on. And you don't, like, break up with him, but you say, like, you know, I think I'm not going to be as available and sort of back out that way, maybe.
I mean, that's breaking up. That's like, we need some space, okay?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing right there. Don't play games with me, pal.
Yeah. You know, we can see what people have to say. 1-800-330-9999. If you're an adult, do you break up with your friends? Do you have that conversation? Do you do it by text? Do you just ghost them? Do you do it in person? What do you do? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999.
You're not dumping me. I'm dumping you. I'm dumping you.
As an adult, if you feel like a friendship that you've had with somebody for a long time has run its course, do you actually break up with them? We got a call from Ross a few minutes ago, and this is what he said.
He always wants to go out. He always wants to do things. And then, of course, he gets offended. He gets annoyed when I say that I can't. So, like, I kind of need to know what I should do. Is it weird to tell him, you know, that I don't want to be friends with him anymore and break up with him effectively as a friend? Or, like, do I just ghost him?
That's tough, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, everybody's got that one running mate where you went and you did everything together, and then you have a child or you get married or your job changes or you move or whatever, and they feel like they're not getting enough attention. I mean, I've experienced that as well. For the most part, though, with my guy friends, listen, we all understand that life gets busy. Right? Mm-hmm. That things change. So when we do run into each other, that's none of that, let me hang it over your head. We're fine. We didn't need to break up.
But I think a lot of friends, like, they cling to you. And then all of a sudden, if you can't be emotionally there for them, what do you do? Do you ghost them or do you talk to them? 1-800-330-9999. Jamie, what do you think?
Sometimes you just have to, like, let them know. And then if they keep texting you, you just slowly stop responding as much. And they get the hint.
Sorry, signal's breaking up. Can't get you. Can't text you back anymore.
I mean, easy way out, though, which is okay.
Right.
Maybe it's okay to have the easy way out.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe a little bit more adult if you just tell them, like, listen, I'm feeling there's a change in our relationship, a shift in this.
Right. You tell them one or two times, and then after that, if they keep trying, I mean, they'll get the hint.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to tell somebody more than twice, then yeah, you have free permission to do whatever. Change your phone number, move away, you know, get them arrested. I don't know, something.
Wait 24 hours to respond to their text.
Yeah.
Emma, what do you think? You break up with a friend? How does that work?
I think most of the time it's more complicated than it's complicated, but I think, no, you don't break up with a friend. If they're a real friend, you, like, suck it up and you put up with their crap.
I mean, I don't know, for a while, for a certain amount, for a time. I mean, you're not married to them. You're gonna have a lifetime of misery because your friend changed and you didn't, or vice versa.
Sorry, babe, it's Thursday night, I gotta go out with Jim, you know how he is.
I'm 27 and I know most of my friends since kindergarten, so I was always willing to, like, put up with some stuff because I knew that at the end of the day they were gonna be there for me. But if it's not that type of friendship, then you ghost them and you just make excuses. But if it's, like, a true, real friendship, then you, like, suck it up for, like, the long term.
Yeah, I mean, I do understand that. It's like, if they have long, long history, more than 6 years, you got to keep them around.
I think it depends on what they're doing and what the changes are.
Amanda, what do you think? You break up with a friend in person or what?
So I kind of have this situation. Like, I had a child younger than a lot of my friends, so they didn't really understand. But basically, I had to just be like, look, my priority lies with my child and my family unit. If you guys want to stick around, like, that's awesome. But if not, like, I totally understand. And the ones that were really my friend, like, they just adjusted. We had, like, game nights in my house so I could still uphold my responsibility to my child and my family unit. But I also got that friend time. If you have, like, a really good friend, they're going to stick by you and they're going to make small adjustments so that you can kind of, like, balance both lives. And if they weren't really your friend, they're just going to go anyway.
Hey, Steve, what do you think about this? Do you have to break up with a friend if you're an adult and things just aren't the same?
Well, I don't know if you have to actually break up with him, but I think he should sit down and talk to him about it, because I've had friends over the years and even relatives ghost you, and then you don't start to, you know, they don't talk to you anymore. And that you always wonder, did you do something wrong, say something wrong? I think as an adult, you say, listen, you know, our lives have moved down different paths, and we still could be friends, and, you know, when we can go out, we can go out.
Yeah.
Does it have to be so abrupt, right, or final?
Right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.